Hello there, it's Elaine Lindsay. This is Suicide Zen Forgiveness, and we're starting the podcast off a little different today. I want to play for you the new song I wrote the lyrics to because I'm starting a campaign, literally, tomorrow, the 1st of October. The campaign is all about making us be clear from month to month, all year long, that we want to end all preventable suicide. I don't want to pussyfoot around anymore. I just want to come out and say it. You know, I'm known as the Dark Pollyanna for a reason. I'm what they call finely tuned chaos with a boatload of compassion. And I'm really tired of losing people. I want us to make the conversation about suicide readily available to all. I want people to know that you matter, that someone will listen wherever you may be. That you're not a burden, that you're here for a reason. And however we have to do that, how many times a day we have to talk about it, how many times we have to work on removing the stigma, the silence, and the shame, we're just gonna do that. So hopefully, get yourself a cup of tea or coffee or whatever your drink of choice is, and have a listen. It'll start with the song. It'll end with the song. I hope you find it enjoyable. At least I hope you find the tune catchy enough that you find yourself humming it. And in the middle, there's a presentation that should give you an idea of what I think we can do on an ongoing basis to make this 24/7, 365. And with that, let's get on with the show. This is a presentation about prevention and awareness. 24/7, 365. I want to keep hope alive. What do I mean by that? And what exactly is this? We all know that September is World Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. Let's extend that to 24/7, 365. I want us to have a year-round approach to suicide awareness and prevention and community care. Because, quite frankly, suicide doesn't follow a calendar, and neither should we. I believe suicide prevention, it's not a moment, it's a movement. why this matters. Suicide doesn't wait for September. Lives are lost every day. The USA has one death every 11 minutes. In Canada, it's 12 per day. The UK, which includes England, Wales, Scotland, and the Republic of Ireland, is 10 per day. Northern Ireland is one every 2 days. Now, most suicides are preventable, yet we need consistency. About this mission, we want to keep suicide awareness alive all year long. We want to support prevention in every moment, not only in crisis, but every single moment. I want to offer simple actions people can actually do again and again. Let's start with number one. Number one is to speak it, to shift it. That means break the silence, break the shame. Name suicidal thoughts out loud. Share real, messy stories, not only happy endings. Give permission to be honest without judgment. Sustain public education and destigmatization campaigns. Let's use schools, workplaces, social media year-round to talk about mental health, emotional literacy, signs of distress. Make talking about suicidal thoughts safe. Show that asking for help is strength. And spotlight under-discussed groups. For example, men in middle age, LGBTQ+, our Indigenous communities. We do that so the message reaches where it's needed most. I suggest action items every month that we can implement, like permission slips. It's okay to not be okay. Or you can ask for help more than once. All of these things can be helpful. And number two, I want to check in and check back. That means asking if somebody's okay and asking again. You're not sure if you're worried about someone, you stay longer than is comfortable. One check-in just often isn't enough. You want to be consistent, even when it's hard or awkward, and learn to listen without trying to fix. Restrict the means and provide safe environments for all of us. Reduce access to lethal means, firearm safety, safe prescribing, barriers at jump sites. All of these have proven useful. You want to ensure protocols in institutions, that's jails, schools, hospitals. This is for safeguarding suicidal people. We want to promote safe messaging in media to avoid copycat incidents. And for this, the action item can be weekly prompts to reach out to somebody new with a check-in. Number three is sharing the lifelines. People can't call the number if they don't know it exists. And there are still an awful lot of people who don't know. You want to post the hotlines and chat and text support monthly. Explain what actually happens when you call to take the fear out for some people. And our action item for number three is to save this number. Start a campaign on your socials. Make a point of helping out. Number four, we want to make space for the heavy duty. Turn your platforms into safe landing zones. We have to let people be messy, honest, broken, We want to create space for forums, for chats, for storytelling nights. And our action item for this can be a monthly anonymous question box or even an open mic. Brings us to number 5. Remember and stay loud about it. Say their names. Tell their stories. Let them be seen. Grief is activism. A memorial can be living and loud, not just quiet and sad. And the action item here, and this one is very near and dear to my heart. I am launching a wall of the remembered on the Suicide Zen Forgiveness site. I hope that you will support it and make a point of bringing the names and any comments you want to add to the wall so that we can be sure that all your people are also remembered. I envision us going basically month to month, but we may not have something every single month. In October, my theme for October is what now? The message is awareness month is over, but the need isn't. We can share stories, stats, and survivor messages and continue in a call to action to encourage people to save and share crisis lines. We want to promote postvention resources for those who are grieving. That takes us to December. December and the holiday shadows. I think the theme for December is important, and it's that you are not a burden. Our message can be that loneliness, which spikes during the holidays, is really something that we all have to consider. Grief and pressure are very high. And the action for us to take is to share gentle messages for those that are struggling, like with seasonal depression. We can each partner with local supports for food banks, warmth lines, check-ins. There are so many ways that we can get involved, we can help. And that brings me to my next suggestion is February, which is Mental Health and Kindness Month. And our theme there could be love someone enough to ask. And our message is asking, are you okay, matters. Asking again matters more. And the action is to share graphics about how to ask, how to hold space, and how to listen to people without trying to fix them. We can partner with schools, workplaces, and any of the programs to help run kindness campaigns. It can be very lonely and cold in the middle. And that'll take us to our next outreach. I'm suggesting May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. The theme there would be silence breakers. And the message, destigmatize the conversation. Talk about suicidal ideation, not just the sanitized surface. Our action would be shared lived experience stories, always with consent. We could host panel discussions, safe storytelling spaces, and even art and poetry events. There are so many things we can do to keep suicide prevention and awareness uppermost in everyone's mind. In July, Survivor Spotlight. I think it's important that we have a month with a theme of the ones who stayed. Our message will be to amplify the voices of those who have lived through suicidal episodes. Those, like me, who live with suicidal ideation. And our action can be to share, I'm still here because. These are messages from all of those who got very close to the edge but are still with us. And we want to provide resources for relapse prevention, peer support, and long-term healing. September brings us right back to Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. The theme, this is not a trend. This isn't for clout or a one-month campaign. This is lives. We're going to make a point in our actions of launching the biggest wave of content and outreach in that month, because everybody knows that September is Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month. We're going to bring everything full circle, reiterate support, community resistance. But we're not going to stop there. Let's talk about how this works over the year. We're going to start small. We're going to stay steady. You don't have to do it all, but doing something again and again can save a life. This isn't about perfection. It's about persistence. And it may be that one of the things I've suggested is something you're really good at. So just continue to do that. Even if you did that every single month, that gives you the opportunity to offer hope and save lives. It's about being a light someone can follow back from their dark. And I know I've packed an absolute ton into this presentation, but I just couldn't let another World Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month go by without this petition, if you will, to extend it 24/7, 365. We are still here. We are still reaching, because we don't want a world with fewer broken people. We want a world where broken people are still held. And that's because you matter. You definitely matter to me. I will have connection and resources down below the video. You can follow and subscribe, or perhaps you'd like to collaborate on one of our initiatives. The contact information will all be there, and I will have links to lifelines and resources for you to find. They'll all be down below the video. Should you have any questions or want to get in touch, you can send an email to gethelp@thedarkpollyanna.com. Do you want to join me in this movement? I say thank you either way. Thank you for listening. Join the movement if you can. September, World Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month, ends today, Tuesday, the 30th of September, 2025. Let's extend all the wonderful work we've done this month and extend it to 24/7. 365. Let's end preventable suicide.